From time to time, we are taking a look at some of the one another commands in the Bible. It's a theme that we want to develop as we just continue to follow after the Lord and honor Him with our lives. We talked about last time, there are about 60 one another commands in the New Testament. They're given to us so that you and I can know how to properly relate to each other in the church, and so that we can be built up and others can be built up, and our church can thrive in God's love and grace. So last time, we looked at greet one another. You just did a great job. Congratulations. The Lord was pleased. Today, we're going to look at a different one another command. It's found in 1 Peter 4:10. Let me read it to you. It says, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." And then Peter goes on to list some of the ways that happens. But this one is not just about, there are other passages where it talks about, hey, we need to serve one another. But this one's specifically talking about using your gifts in order to serve one another. That's the command. Employ your gifts for the benefit of one another. And first of all, it's just exciting to know that the Lord specifically, personally, purposefully allocates each and every one of His people with spiritual gifting for particular purposes. This is a scene that happens a lot in fantasy stories, fantasy movies, where, you know, the group, the fellowship, the team, the family, they're brought before a king or a ruler or Father Christmas in the case of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And what does he do? He gives each one of them specific gifts that he knows that they will need to use later on in the story. And obviously that comes out of the way that God works through His people. Now, spiritual gifts is obviously a huge topic in the Bible. We don't have time in 5 or 7 minutes to cover all of it. We just want to touch on it here. But let's talk about it, since this is a command that God has given each and every one of us in His church. So what is a spiritual gift? Well, they are abilities or activities given by the grace of God and His sovereign choosing that provide the power we need to accomplish the work of the Holy Spirit. And so what that means is that you cannot earn or learn a spiritual gift, and we don't get to choose our gifts buffet style. And on top of that, it's important that we remember it's not about our natural skills. It is a supernatural enabling. Now, of course, we all can and should use whatever natural skills and abilities we have to serve God and help others. Absolutely. But on top of our natural experience, skills, ingenuity, abilities, the Bible says that God gives to each of us gifts of the Spirit. And the reason He gives them is not for our own personal benefit, not for our own fame or for our own greatness or to make us feel like we're better or more advanced than other people. Actually, we see here that they are given in the opposite direction. Why are you given a spiritual gift? They're given for others. They're given for the common good of the church, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So God gifts and arranges each of us like parts in a body, right? And this is an important image that the New Testament gives us about God's people gathered together, that we are the body of Christ, different parts, one whole. And He arranges us in that body so that we can grow in a healthy and joyful and supportive way, one with another. According to Ephesians chapter 4, as each of us operates in our spiritual gifts to serve one another, as that happens, all of us together reach unity in the faith and in our knowledge of the Son of God. And Ephesians says we grow into a greater and greater fullness of spiritual maturity and strength. That sounds great, doesn't it? I mean, that we grow in our understanding of Christ, that we grow in unity together, that we mature, that we develop, that we get stronger and stronger, right? So my spiritual gifts are for you, and your gifts are for me, and everyone for each other, so that the body of Christ, and specifically our local expression of the body of Christ, can thrive and move and grow. And so that's the command. Employ your spiritual gifts for the benefit of one another. And so naturally that begs the question, what is my spiritual gift or gifts? A lot of times Christians don't really know. They say, I don't really know what my gifting is. I have ideas or I have dreams of what I want to do, but what is my gift? And it's at that point that Sometimes Christians are tempted to go to the internet and take a quiz, right? Find out what your spiritual gift is. And maybe some of you have done that. That's not the end of the world, but think about it. That's certainly not how believers have figured out their spiritual gifts for, you know, the last few thousand years, right? So we don't need that resource in order to discover them, or at least the vast majority of God's people haven't needed that. So how do we figure out what our spiritual gifts are? Well, we go to the New Testament, and we find that there are a variety of passages that teach us about spiritual gifts. We should all look at Romans 12, Ephesians 4, 1 Corinthians 12 through 14, 1 Peter 4, to see what the Lord has to say about this topic. But as you study these different passages and the lists within them, you'll note they don't all match. There's some overlap, some uniqueness to them, and they clearly aren't exhaustive. In fact, some of the gifts discussed in those passages are really categories. They're not specific activities. It's more like a category of gifting that we walk in. But going through these passages, it shows us the types of gifting that God gives and sort of the end goal, the purposes that he has in mind. Why does he give us what he does? He says, well, here's where we're going, here's where we're headed, and that gives us context. And so as we go through those passages, the Bible says, hey, listen, here's what's going on. God wants to give you spiritual gifts. Here's some of the ways that he does that. Here are some different categories or different activities. But overall, he says, hey, you should desire spiritual gifts and pursue their operation through your life for the benefit of others. And the way we discover our gifting is to first and foremost have an active and living relationship with God, the Holy Spirit, right? God wants you to not only have a gift, he wants you to know what it is so that it can operate, right? It's not a desk decoration. I'm sure all of us have received some kind of gift whose purpose is to sit in place and do nothing, right? Anything that has green felt on the bottom, right? That sits and it does nothing forever, right? But God doesn't give a gift like that. He gives a gift that will be applied and operative in your life day by day. So he wants you to know what your gift is so that it can be in operation. And so if we have a relationship with God, the Holy Spirit, he's going to reveal it. But second, we see in the Bible that spiritual gifts are primarily connected to the life of a church. It doesn't mean they're only going to happen in a church setting or in church relationships in a local sense, but primarily that's what they're for, the building up of the body, right? And there are different categories, some miraculous, some dealing with communication, some dealing with day-to-day initiatives. But they're all about bringing the body of Christ together and strengthening it. Just like your body has extremely different cells, but all are necessary. Right? Blood cells are really different than nerve cells, which are really different than skin cells, which are really different than brain cells. But I'd really like to have all of them, wouldn't you? I would. I want all of my skin cells and I want all of my brain cells. And, you know, more and more of our brain cells are dying all the time. And we're like, oh, I want those. But I want to have all of those cells because each has a necessary function that contributes to a vibrant and healthy life. That's the idea. And so as I connect myself to a local church family, the local church family that God has sent me to, and as I find my place in that family organism, the Lord will reveal my gifts and bring them into action according to his design, because he gave that to me, to you, for particular purposes among the particular people that he desires to knit you together with in his body. And so the principle I want us to keep in mind is that my gifts are not for me, they're for you. My gift is given for the benefit of all the one another's around me in the church. But if I don't care about my spiritual gift, the gracious gift of spiritual power that God has given for the growth of the church, then what's going to happen? Then I, in the analogy, am going to become like a dead skin cell, right? Still kind of there, but dried, flaky, ready to slough off at any moment from disuse, right? It's no longer vibrant. It's no longer connected to the blood cells. It's no longer part of the operation. It's just kind of hanging on there waiting to drop off. That's the idea. And so our homework for this one another is to just take a quick audit. Do I know what my spiritual gifts are? And if I do, are they in operation toward others? in a way that doesn't bring accolades to me, but praise to God. That's another directive in 1 Peter 4:11, that as we operate our spiritual gifts, it happens in such a way that God is glorified and honored and praised. And so, as we consider these things and the commands God has given us concerning them, we can each be walking worthy with Jesus and doing so together in His power, in His grace, strong in the Lord together.